They've picked up Mark, Clint Van Hooser gasped the second Reggie walked into the office. He's in custody. What? Who? Cops. A petition was filed this morning alleging Mark to be a delinquent, and Roosevelt issued an order to take him into custody. Diane called from the hospital. That's where they got him. She had a big fight with the cops and scared Ricky again. Reggie was speechless. Roosevelt scheduled a hearing for noon, Clint continued. It's an expedited hearing. I talked to him about an hour ago. Noon? You must be kidding. That's 56 minutes from now. She thought about this for a second. Then she said, Let's go to juvenile court. I want to see the petition. I want to see Harry Roosevelt. This is absurd, a hearing within hours of filing the petition. The law says between 3 and 7 days, not 3 and 7 hours. But isn't there a provision for expedited hearings? Yeah, but only in extreme matters. They fed Harry a bunch of crap. Delinquent? What's the kid done? This is crazy. They're trying to force him to talk, Clint, that's all. So you didn't expect this? Course not. Not here, not in juvenile court. I've thought about a grand jury summons for Mark from New Orleans, but not juvenile court. He's committed no delinquent act. He doesn't deserve to be taken in. Well, they got him. Good morning, Reggie, Harry Roosevelt said as he came through his office door, unzipped his robe, and threw it at a chair. I've been trying to reach you on the phone all morning. How's Mama Love? She's fine, Reggie said, looking up from the copy of Foltrig's petition she had taken from Harry's secretary. You didn't have to sign a custody order, Harry. I would have brought him here, you know that. He fell asleep last night in the swing on Mama Love's porch. He's in good hands. Harry smiled. Very few lawyers called him by his first name, but he rather enjoyed it when it came from her. Few, if any, lawyers in Memphis spent as much time in juvenile court as Reggie Love, and over the past 4 years their lawyer-judge relationship had developed from one of mutual respect to one of friendship. Reggie, he said, you never believe your client should be taken into custody. You think all's well if you can just take him home and feed them. It helps. Yes, it does, but according to Mr. Ord and the FBI, little Mark Sway could be in a world of danger. They must have been pretty convincing, she said. I got an hour's notice of the hearing. That has to be a record. I thought you'd like that. We can do it tomorrow if you'd prefer. I don't mind making Mr. Ord wait.